Welcome to Hammer Day! Why? Did something happen? Why? Number one sports betting show, come on, Pat McAfee, corporate office. I am Tom
James. Baby, Tom.
Feels like Mick cut to a wrong camera. Why? Friday, what? Did you, Mitt?
Yeah. Button twice.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good fucking day, Tony.
That's Nikki Skates. You are a rascally scoundrel.
A rapscallion, if you will.
A what?
Yeah, you know what he did last night.
I did what had to be done.
He single-handedly clinched a playoff berth for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Well done.
Do not love that.
Had to be done, Gumpy. You know as well as anybody.
Hey, he did it.
He's in a slump. You got to bet on the other team.
He did it. It worked.
Give the boys some juice.
He did it. It worked. You are a rapscallion.
And it was still a winning night.
You pay for your sins eventually. You pay for your sins eventually.
Until then, wee.
You answer what you did in this life in the next, my friend.
What the hell?
The hell is that?
Fucking RKO.
Mitt is here as well. How you doing, Mitt?
Hey, let's go, Tony. We got NBA tonight and this weekend.
Yes, we fucking do have NBA tonight. We also have MLB. We also have some NHL.
I might be done with the NBA again.
Okay.
It's a good few-week run.
Give it Saturday. Saturday might be fun.
No, dude, these playoff series are actually fun to watch.
No, like I like watching them, but I don't like any of the numbers I'm seeing.
Oh, okay.
Like spread-wise.
I hear you.
Like it's... Pick your poison, my friend.
Just
with the injuries and shit. Like, it's just every fucking game. Like,
I mean, somebody... and now COVID's fucking back, so.
No, don't not say that on this program.
Don't say it.
Don't say that.
We will talk about it, but don't say it.
What happened?
Same. Well, don't talk about
Are
it.
Are
we'll
they still it. Testing?
He must have had symptoms or something. Who knows? Baseball last night. Padres covered for me. That was good.
Otani stinks.
Tony got fucking murdered.
You know what I love?
St. Louis left everyone on base.
You know what I love?
What?
When Otani, because he's pitching and hitting bad, uh-huh. It's because he didn't have a spring training.
True. Forget about that.
No. Was it just him?
Don't.
Or did all the other players not?
Don't overthink it. Huh. Oh, it's Picks Friday.
It's weird.
What do we do on Picks Friday? We don't fuck around on Picks Friday. Especially during the summer months, you know, because we know you guys want to get out in that glorious sun, maybe get in 9 after work.
Fucking
pools calling your name.
It's fucking pools filled.
Beautiful
up.
Happy hour on a rooftop. So Picks Friday, we like to keep it sweet, sometimes short, but we still like to give you the gravy, the juice,
the au jus.
The au jus.
The au jus.
Yeah.
The au jus.
We do like to give that. Yeah. So we will start Picks Friday. Let's start in the MLB.
Go.
Now, there's a lot of games in the MLB. Let's start on the ice. Case Nikki Skates has to do something.
There's one fucking bet tonight.
What do you mean?
There's only one bet to be made tonight in the fucking NHL.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
Please tell me.
The man, the myth. The legend, our Lord and Savior, Carey Price, is back between the pipes.
As a dog.
As a big dog.
Where he made his name last year in the playoffs.
As a big home dog against a team that played last night.
They did play last night, did they?
Feed me. Plus 132. Come on, lad.
Carey Price on the Habs. Nick, how do you feel about it?
Feels like the playoffs.
Feels
again.
Like 93. Oh, make no mistake about it. The Habs absolutely stink.
Whoa.
But
the main reason why they do is because this man has been gone.
I wouldn't say the main reason, but it is a reason. They will kick off a 4-game homestand.
To end the season or what?
With games against the Islanders and Capitals.
So Carey's going to play all 4, and then they're going to trade him.
Smart.
right?
In the offseason. Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
It's like his send off to Montreal.
Thank you, Carey.
Yeah. The Islanders 6-3 straight up in their last nine, although they did lose last night to the Pittsburgh Penguins pretty handedly. Montreal 8-1 against the spread in their last nine when playing the Islanders. 4-1 straight up in their last five when playing the Islanders. Feed us the Habs at home. Will they win? We don't know. But there's a goddamn good chance with Carey Price and net magic happens.
You want to be on the right side of this one, my friend. You want to be on the right side of history.
Chad thinks I'm schmacked. What does schmacked mean?
Schmacked?
Is that like high?
No, you're really drunk, I think.
Drunk?
Jesus Christ, it's 3 o'clock on a Friday.
3 o'clock on a Friday.
Drink till happy hour, boys.
We're working.
Old Tony would
have, yeah. Yeah, old Tony would have been hammered.
That was not this Tony. That was the best at the shipyard around Christmas time. The if you had to work on Christmas Eve, fucking the Jello shooters would come out.
Ooh.
It's a good time.
Christmas Eve at the shipyard. He's running the shipyard. Scrooge McDuck.
Hey, fucking, if there was a boat that needed to be done, you'd be down there Christmas Day, my friend. Ship, you fucking wait. Santa comes later.
Next game in the NHL.
The Winnipeg Jets traveled down to Sunshine, Florida to take on the
Panthers. Are hot again?
Panthers are hot. They're on an 8-game winning streak. Winnipeg, though, 5-1 straight up in the last six on the road. However, Florida 5-0 in their last five at home, in their last five in general.
Okay. How do you feel about it?
Florida, obviously, a massive favorite here at 300, but they've been outscoring teams. I think on this eight-game winning streak, they're outscoring teams like 40 to 20-something, like 41 to 25, maybe, I think, something like that. So I will take Florida and the puck line. Florida 1.5 is minus 105.
There you go.
I'm going to say something here for NHL tonight. I choose not to pick.
Yeah, that's probably the smart move, to be honest.
It was smart.
You should.
I choose not to pick.
But, you know, it's Picks Friday in the spirit of Picks Friday.
It's fuck Carey Price.
And Big Bob's in, so.
Don't hate it.
Well, yeah. I mean, if Bob's in that, you're hot.
Bob at home is, we like Bob at home.
No, no, trust me. I 100% agree.
Curbelo committed to St. John's?
Rafael Cabrera Bayo? Committed to St. John's.
Andre Curbelo from Syracuse.
Camilla Cabello.
They're all related. Is he one of the sons? Is he a brother?
He was number 8 in the transfer portal rankings.
Was he a brother of the Bayhams?
No, he was the he's not Syracuse, sorry. Illinois.
Oh, that's different.
Their point guard who absolutely turned to shit.
Where'd he go? St. John's?
St. John's.
Is he Johnny?
A bit of a fall.
Is he from New York?
I don't know.
Okay. We'll see. Yeah, going to the biggies. Big middles. Big mediums.
Jeez.
Okay.
Oh, wait. This is a good point. Ahead. Someone just tweeted at me. I can't believe I forgot
this. Did you forget something?
Oh, no. Islanders legend, rest in peace to Islanders legend Mike Bossy. Passed away yesterday. This will be a death game for the Islanders. Yeah, Mike Bossy was a legend in that organization.
I mean,
I pull my Habs pick off the board. I want no part of this.
Feel better about my decision not to.
Yep.
I choose not to bet.
So officially, I'm only on the Florida Panthers 1.5 tonight.
Coinciding games.
Oh, because Carey Price return game.
Legend returns game.
We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, Carey's pretty good, but he's no fucking Mike Bossy.
Feels like a stay away.
Pardon?
Let's not. Hey, we're not going to do it.
One of the greatest goal scorers of all time.
I see what your face is. I see what your face wants to do. Let's not do it.
I'm not doing anything. Carey Price is a legend.
You were just about to attack the boss man, though.
No, I wasn't. Didn't say a damn thing.
You're about to.
I'm not pulling my fucking pick.
I am. Pulled.
Speaking of basketball, let's head to the association.
This is bullshit, dude.
Yes.
This is why fucking NBA.
This is
dude.
Bullshit,
this is
Dad.
Bullshit. This is the problem with the NBA.
Let's talk about the non-bullshit game first. Hawks, Cavs, some news in this one, too. Jared Allen's coming back.
No way. He's
my
got 5 minutes.
He's fingies fine. Hawks are now -1.5, -120 on the money line, which if you are taking the Hawks, please do that instead of the fucking 1.5. Hawks are still the hotter team, so I think I'm going to stay with the Hawks.
Yeah.
Shorter price. Give me the Hawks money line.
Yeah, Mitt, you agree?
The line did not even move because of the Jared Allen news. It actually kind of went the other way. I think people are still just betting the Hawks. Okay. I don't see the Hawks losing. Let's go.
Okay, so we're on the Hawks. We like the Hawks. They're hot.
There we go.
They're a hot basketball team. Cavs, as we've shown many times on this show or talked about many times in the last month, not a hot basketball team.
No, no,
no, no, no, no.
So we're going to roll Hawks then.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay.
Playoff Trey.
Now, traded. The other game, the bullshit game.
Fuck this game.
I think this game's an opportunity game.
I'd love to hear that.
He's sticking with his guns with the Clippers.
That's is right. he?
I'm 100% I'm sticking with my fucking guns.
Reds Jackson.
I went into the season fading the Pelicans. It worked out great to start the year. I am ending the season, and we are fading the Pelicans on their last game of the year.
Star power shows up in these games.
And who is the star for the Pelicans?
CJ McCollum.
Absolute bucket. I refuse to bet this game after what's going on here.
Oh, it's a COVID is dead. I choose not to bet game.
Yes.
I feel like I should stand with you.
I stand by what I said.
Because if I know
I was very excited for this game.
You'll never stand alone.
There you go.
Or walk alone.
I mean, that's just where I stand on this.
I was going to go with the Pelicans tonight.
Yeah.
But I don't want you to walk alone. And if we're...
If we don't,
protesting.
If we don't stand up, who will? Who will?
Well said.
Come on, Paul George.
We choose. It's a. What are we doing sitting out for COVID? We choose not to bet game.
Yeah. That's on you, NBA.
That is on you, NBA. That's on you, NBA. That's on you. That's not David Stern anymore. No. Who's the commissioner now?
Silver.
Adam Silver.
Baltimore.
What'd you say?
Voldemort?
Don't ask him what he said. I heard what he said, and it's one of the more... We can't have... We
did
can't
he say
have,
Voldemort?
He did. I think... I've never seen the movie, but I think Mitt thinks Adam Silver looks like the bad guy from Harry Potter.
Yeah. Harry.
Mitt, that's disgusting.
Dude, he does.
You just did was despicable.
You can criticize him for selling out the China, but don't go after the man's looks.
Oh, come on. Jeez.
All right, so that's the NHL and NBA tonight. If we like NBA games tomorrow, we will tweet them out.
I'll tell you now, I do not like any of them. Okay. I will tweet out baseball gladly all weekend long. NBA, see you Monday.
For series betting, I do like the Boston Celtics -160, and I like the Toronto Raptors +154.
I kind of like the Raptors, too.
To win the series?
Yeah, and I really think that the Raptors are going to win one of the first two games. I just think they're going to go into Philly and win. I think Philly stinks, dude.
Yeah, Raptors play good team defense. There you are. Actually, what's the spread on that game?
4.5. You want to take it with me?
Yeah, give me the Raps.
Okay, we'll take that one together.
Yep.
Team Ride!
Team Ride! Yeah, we'll do that.
Let's
go.
I
that sounds fun.
That's
that sounds
my one.
Fun.
That's my one pick.
That sounds fun.
Leave me alone. That's my one pick.
That sounds fun.
That's my one NBA pick.
We'll do that. Okay, now let's head to the diamond.
Ooh. Hey, we're playing today, my friend.
Got a lot?
Ooh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 piece.
I got 4. I decided to lean back a little bit today.
Nah.
Hasn't been going.
Picks Friday.
Hasn't been going
Friday,
as good for me.
Picks
Friday. So I'll just fucking
4-2 last night. The two, like I said, the two I gave Pat, the two I felt best about. I mean, what's Pujols doing?
I mean, then they left the second and third. Fucking
Wainwright did get smacked around. We talked about it yesterday. He
on the
no
road.
Problem with Ducks on the Pond, but the Ducks on the Pond were... coming around
also on the road just not as these older guys on the road they're not as good there.
No.
Let's start in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Nats at Pirates. Fucking Bucco's playing some good ball. I will be taking the +0.5 though with the Washington Nationals.
Yes,
tonight.
Give me Fetty Wap, please.
Do I love Fetty Wap? No.
Do I mind Fetty Wap?
Eh.
No.
Do I think Mitch Keller stinks as a fucking Major League Baseball pitcher? I do. So I will take the Nats +0.5 here.
Yep, I'm with you.
Eflin and Pablo Lopez. Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
This is wrong thinking.
No, it's not.
It's bad thinking.
I refuse to believe that the Miami Marlins are a good baseball team.
Their pitching staff is good. We
that
can
is
agree
fine.
On that.
Give me – there's no reason – I said it last night and it lost. I'll say it again. There's no reason Philly should be +0.5 in Miami.
I'm with you.
Give it to
I'm going to take it.
Give it to me again.
Eflin.
Hit me again, dealer.
Eflin had a pretty good first start. But this Phillies lineup has got to start going at some point. It's a fucking good lineup.
Very good.
When that lineup starts fucking going, we're going to be good gamblers. Okay.
Sure.
Pablo Lopez did have a pitch gem to start the season. Yeah. 7:05, New York, Baltimore, Jordan Montgomery, Jordan Lyles. It's a $2 game, which means it's minus 200 for the Yankees, which means I don't take it.
I will pass, my friend.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for sticking with me.
Come on.
Dalton Jeffries goes versus Ross Stripling. This is Oakland, Toronto.
Yeah.
First time of the season that I've seen it. Probably because the first time of the season that I was looking to take a dog this big. I don't think you can get it anymore. You tweeted out this morning, and you could still get it about 9:30 this morning when I got it. Oakland A's were plus 1.5 first five.
Yeah. Dalton Jeffries looked very good in his first start.
Yeah.
I know the Blue Jays bats are very good.
Sure.
But what has Ross Stripling done
100%
to justify getting lane minus 1.5 against an A's team that has played well?
He's got a 9 ERA this year. Yeah. Not, he hasn't started a game. Those are two relief appearances. Last year, Ross had a 4.8 ERA. So I'm with you here, Paul.
Yep.
5.8 at night. Like, there's no reason Ross Stripling should have been a 1.5 point favorite. Now, obviously, we're talking to you guys right now, and you can't get him as a 1.5 point dog.
I was
you can get him at half.
I was gonna
take the half anyways.
I was going
in our lives.
Yeah.
I will
do that though. Anytime I see a line that I like, I will screenshot it and tweet it out.
Yeah, you have to, because you'll get questioned by people.
Yeah.
Here's a great pitching matchup. Rodon goes against Plesac, Giants, and Cleveland. Would you say the Guardians have been the surprise team to start the year?
Hold the phone.
Okay, I'll stop.
More information on
please
Montreal Islanders.
Oh, okay.
From esteemed,
you got a source?
Man, Mr. Gabriel Morenci.
Did he?
Islanders on Tuesday are the play. Will be first home game. Bossy from Montreal.
Ooh.
Will be tribute before game that will fire Habs guys up as much, etc.
Okay. So you're saying Islanders, Montreal, death game for both.
Thank you, Gabe.
How do you feel about
it? Thank you, Gabe.
I'm still withholding my pick.
As you should. That's the right thing to do in this situation.
Just wanted to keep everybody up there.
Okay. Rodon and Plesac, Guardians have been absolutely smashing the ball.
Yeah.
Rodon on the Giants, who was everyone's sweetheart last year.
Yep.
I will stay away.
I'll take the Guardians plus a half. They've seen Rodon a lot as he was with the White Sox. Just like the home pup here.
Can't believe you're going against your beloved San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, I mean, the beloved Guardians.
He does love these Guardians.
They are the Guardians. They are the Cinderella sweetheart team
probably
to start the year.
Probably something to do with that base coach, I think.
Probably.
They are the chosen one so far this season. They have covered every plus a half all year, I believe.
Well, they've scored 17, 10, 10, and 7 in their last four games. They're going to cover some halves there.
Absolutely.
Rasmussen is going against Dylan Cease.
Yep.
Tampa and Chicago. I had Chicago down to take, but I then pulled it off of my sheet. This one's on Apple TV tonight if you haven't checked it out yet. Announcers weren't good. Jeez. What?
Who were they?
I don't know. I have no idea who they were.
No.
But the volume was so low you could barely hear them. But they do have live lines and stuff on the bottom of the screen, which was cool.
That's pretty sweet.
Rasmussen versus Dylan Cease. I was going to take Chicago. I pulled it off the board. Can't remember why. Don't want it. You'll take Chicago, though.
So, side. Yeah.
So back.
Okay.
Yep.
Angels in Texas. Reed Detmers versus Matt Bush. No, thank you.
Trash.
Here was an interesting one. Not going to touch it here in April. Maybe later down the line. Tarik Skubal and Brad Keller. Detroit and KC. You got to be. No, you don't like KC. You're on Detroit?
No.
I was going to say.
Brad Keller, very good first start.
Yeah.
Tarik Skubal.
Skubal.
Not very good. Give me the Royals first 5 money line.
Okay, so I had Chicago down. I had KC down. I pulled him off because KC's poor start. But Brad Keller was the side.
Yeah.
We got Mikolas.
Jeez.
Miles Mikolas going for the Cardinals against Freddie Peralta from Milwaukee. Freddie Peralta was really, really good last year. Had a very, very bad.
He's absolute
first start.
Cheeks. since he came back from injury last year. It's carried on into this year. I will not be caught betting on Mr. Mikolas. So I will. You know what? I'm not even going to put my feet up on this one because I ain't fucking watching it.
That's just reminded because of this game. Stroman's going versus Herman Marquez. Cubs, Rockies. Rockies have been really, really good to start the year. Stroman does have a Jackie Robinson tattoo. It is Jackie Robinson Day. Shout out Jackie Robinson.
Cubby's also plus a half darlings thus far. Big Dick Steele got it done last night. I expect Stroman to do the same tonight. I will take Cubby's first five plus a half.
Okay. I am on them as well plus the half. If I'm putting out warnings, it's because Herman Marquez is good at home. The Rockies also very good at home. Rockies are 4-2 to start the year. So are the Cubs.
Cubbies.
Couple surprise teams here. But here we are.
Here we are.
Cubs took game one last night. Kyle Wright is going versus Mackenzie Gore for Atlanta and San Diego.
Yeah. I'll pass.
Me too.
I'll pass.
9:42 first pitch, Houston and Seattle. Odorizzi versus Marco Gonzalez. They both stunk first start. No, thank you.
No.
You taking Odorizzi again?
I was going to take whoever's getting plus a half.
Who is it?
I had switched to the Astros. It was Marco Gonzalez this morning. Thanks. Marco Gonzalez, for whatever reason, starts like shit every year. What, he pitched two innings his first
out? It wasn't good, I can tell you that.
Odorizzi, fucking some guys on the pond.
Marco went two innings, gave up six hits and six runs.
That's bad.
It is.
That's very, very bad.
Odorizzi, not as bad. Four innings pitched, six hits, two earned runs. He didn't get us the win, though, that one, I don't think.
Give me Stros plus a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's probably the side.
Yeah.
And then in the nightcap, Cincy in L.A., Vlad Gutierrez versus Tony Gonsolin.
I loved Gutierrez last year. He looked bad first time out.
He did. Tony was more of an opener last year.
Yeah.
He would go like three.
Yeah.
It feels like the Dodgers have started to find their bats a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is scary to go against. So I will not go against it. I won't. They have scored 7, 7, and 9 in their last three.
I thought about plus 1.5, but I will. I'll pass.
Okay. So tonight I've got the Nats plus a half, Phillies plus a half, Oakland plus the 1.5 is at plus a half now, would have taken it there too, and the Cubs plus a half.
Nats plus a half, Phillies plus a half, A's plus 1.5, White Sox money line, Guardians plus a half, Royals money line, Cubs plus a half, all first five, my friend.
Okay. Footy for this weekend.
Yes, sir. We have Bundesliga. This is Saturday Bundesliga. I'm going to take Freiburg money line at home versus Bochum.
Okay.
Just a better team there. Both haven't been playing well, but I like Freiburg. Mönchengladbach, draw no bet at home versus Cologne. They haven't lost in four.
Okay.
We will go to the EPL. Arsenal as a short favorite at Southampton. Arsenal lost a couple in a row, but Southampton haven't won in six. I'll take Arsenal money line.
Okay.
Brentford, draw no bet at Watford. Brentford 1-2 straight. Watford 1-7.
Mm-hmm.
To La Liga,
Hold on. Before you go to La Liga.
What do you got?
Arsenal and Tottenham to each win in 90 is plus 250.
Who's Tottenham got?
That's what I was just about to look up because you didn't say their name, so...
I think they were a heavy favorite, right?
You like Arsenal.
What's Tottenham?
Tottenham has Brighton.
What's the line on that?
Good question. Let me fucking find it. Go ahead. Continue with La Liga while I look.
Valencia, draw no bet at home versus Osasuna. Valencia haven't lost in seven. Villarreal, struggling in the league, knocked out Bayern in Champions League. I'll take them, draw no bet at Hatafi. Serie A, I'll take Lazio money line versus Torino. They've won 4 of 5. Sassuolo, draw no bet at Cagliari. Sassuolo, 1 loss in 8. Cagliari lost 5 straight. And then in Ligue 1, I'll take Brest double chance at Saint-Étienne. Saint-Étienne haven't won in 4. I'll take Lens double chance at Lille. Lens has 1 loss in 4. Lille, 1 win in 5, all competitions. What do you got?
Tottenham's minus 200.
Yeah, sure. Was plus 250? Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Fuck it.
Sunday, Ligue 1, I got Strasbourg, money line at Troyes. Montpellier, draw no bet versus Reims. Nantes, money line versus Angers. EPL, I got Leicester, double chance at Newcastle. West Ham, I worry they could be tired after that.
Yeah, yeah.
Burnley just fired Sean Dyche, which what? Is...
How does that happen?
If you don't know EPL, Sean Dyche is an absolute staple in the Premier League. Sad to see him go.
I don't know how you cap.
He'll land on his feet.
Yeah.
I'll take West Ham money line at home versus Burnley. They're short. It's only minus 140, so I'll take that. La Liga, Real Madrid, draw no bet at Sevilla. Bundesliga, I'll take Union Berlin, draw no bet versus Frankfurt. Frankfurt knocked out Barcelona of the Europa League yesterday. So maybe we get their little tired legs there. So I'll take Union Berlin, draw no bet at home. And then I'm going to take Leverkusen, draw no bet at plus money versus RB Leipzig, even though Leipzig has been playing very good. They also played in Europa League on Thursday, my friend.
Okay, before we get out of here, can Sig text me? He wants to get a bet in before we get out of here. Bucks, Bulls, game one, series, parlay. So you take the Bucks to, I assume, win game one of the series and to win the series. And it's minus three something, but, I mean, he doesn't see how that loses. Lay the juice.
Minus 360?
Yeah, but, you know, you got, you're in Vegas, you lay 3,600, win a grand. I don't.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I'd like to see. I mean, I know the Bucks. I guess the Bulls haven't beaten anybody.
Speaking of not losing,
just feels like everybody's fucking.
You seen this post?
Yeah, the UFC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking Vicente Luke.
Vicente Luque.
Just seeing this, Nick. Vicente Luque to win by KO, TKO, or submission versus Bilal Muhammad.
The Qua?
Yeah. Plus 140.
It's not even a question.
The quad. The quad.
Guy the quad does not. Move before every fight.
The quad, normally a crunchy croquette guy. When he has a cream move before his fights, fights unbelievably.
Crunchy croquette, much more of a post fight celebration type meal.
Absolutely. You taking Vicente Luque?
Oh, yeah. I mean. Submission of the month
in
August 2021.
That makes sense.
Fight of the month versus Tyron Woodley in March 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Fight of the month 2020 in May against Nico Price, if you remember that fight.
I do.
That was an absolute barn burner. And you can go back to 2019. He was fight of the month as well against Brian Barbenera.
Yeah, so.
He's
so,
a champion.
I mean,
he is a champion.
He beat Chiesa by submission.
Ooh.
He beat Woodley by submission.
Okay, so we're thinking.
He beat fucking Randy Brown with knees and punches KO.
Randy?
I'd be surprised if Bilal Muhammad doesn't get fucking submitted here.
Goddamn doctor stoppage against fucking Nico Price, dude. Like, are you kidding me?
We can't thank you guys enough. Good luck
Are
this
you
weekend.
Fucking kidding me?
Check our Twitters for baseball bets and every other bet this weekend. We'll tweet them out.
Hell yeah.
We'll be back on Monday. Can't thank you guys enough. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad!